Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody, to the Wet Island. I am your host, Joshua Norris, and today on the Wet Island, we are going to be revisiting possibly one of the most classic, not possibly, one of the most classic Kings games in history. The Los Angeles Kings versus the Edmonton Oilers, April 10th, 1982, better known as the Miracle on Manchester. Let me tell you something. To call it a miracle is not far-fetched. You know, Jesus Christ himself would have been proud of this one. Jesus walked on water, he healed the blind, he turned water into wine. Bro, Miracle on Manchester. Jesus would give the Kings props for this. But I digress. I want to get a few things off my chest before we hit the review. Yesterday's show. That show just needed to happen. When I play it back, I have gripes, I have complaints about the show. I should have done a better job, but that show just needed to get this. It was just meant to get this off the ground, and now we're off to the races. But two problems in particular I have with yesterday's show. One, obviously, I couldn't get the clip to work the way I wanted it to, which has been rectified today. A little editing, no problem, super easy. The second problem, and I apologize, I accidentally slipped up and dropped a few F-bombs. Bro, it was not by design. The Wet Island is a relatively family-friendly show, and I want to keep it that way. So I apologize for those F-bombs. But bro, when Joe Pavelski ties the game, you might drop a couple F-bombs, bro. And when Setoguchi rips your heart out, we can get to Setoguchi real quick, you might drop a couple F-bombs. Speaking of Devin Setoguchi, I love stories like this. Apparently, he was going through depression. Apparently, he turned to alcohol to try and help with this depression. Things have changed. He's turned his life around. He now has a tryout for our beloved Los Angeles Kings. And, bro, listen, I'm willing to put the pain aside. I hope he makes the team, bro. I like these stories, and I like to see people who are down in the dumps. I like to see the turnaround. I like to see them succeed. Bro, the first couple things. When you think of the Miracle on Manchester, a couple things come to mind. For me, Bob Miller is at his best here. The fourth goal, the Bozek tire, and the Darrell Evans game winner. Those are two of the greatest Bob Miller goal calls in history. And why the his bro Bob's emotion. This is how everyone knows I'm big on commentary. Good commentary can take a boring Arizona and Phoenix game or Arizona and Florida game, and you can a good commentary can make it watchable. Bob Miller is great because when he's very unbiased, like a commentator should be. But the thing about Bob is he loves the Kings, and there's certain moments in time where his emotion is going to be, he's going to be overrun with emotion, and you can sense it. And when Bob Miller is emotional, bro, you're about to be emotional, about to be emotional right with him. With that also, when I watch this game, bro, these goaltenders, poor Mario Lessard, he's in the pipes with cardboard boxes for goalie pads. He has an oven mitt for a glove. He was outside. He broke a tree branch off, and that's his goalie stick. And he's in the net with sandals with a blade attached to it. And he's out here trying to stop Wayne Gretzky clappers. Bro, I'm not stopping it. Are you kidding? With this equipment, I'm not stopping way past his prime Wayne Gretzky 90-mile-an-hour heaters. Get out of here, bro. Anyway. Also, what I want to get to before we actually hit this review. I didn't know about this, but if you're an LA sports fan, if you're a Dodger fan like I am, I had no clue about this. I checked my MLB app this morning. Bro, Clayton Kershaw is back tonight. Clayton Kershaw is back. We are 5 games ahead of the Giants, and we just got our best player back in September. Bro, say what you want about August. We're sitting pretty right now. 5 games up, Kershaw's back, everybody's hitting. They say peak at the right time, right? Bro, but I would love nothing more to send Vin Scully into the sunset with a World Series championship. That is an absolute dream. With that said, well, I want to say one more thing about the Dodgers. I don't have Time Warner Cable. I can't watch them whenever I want to watch them. Most of the time, I'm going to have to stream it. I'm watching the Dodgers and the Diamondbacks the other night. Bro, this kid, Jock Peterson. It's like 2 strikes. It doesn't faze him. He's still gonna spit on bad pitches. He's gonna hit his pitch, and he's gonna have a quality at bat every single time. I love that Jock. Before AJ, when AJ Ellis left, Jock Peterson became my favorite Dodger. I love that kid style. With all that said, finally, let's get into the review of the miracle on Manchester Road. And again, it's truly a miracle. Let me rattle off a couple of names. Wayne Gretzky, Mark Messier, Yari Curry, Paul Coffey, Glenn Anderson, Grant Fuhr. Bro, is there, in the history of hockey, is there a group of Hall of Famers on one team at the same time in the, like this? And then go up 5, rip. Bro, it is a freaking miracle. And also, when you watch this game, the way the game is played, we don't need to say it, but it's so much different now. If you watch this game, it's the muggings, the slashes, the hooks, the holds. There really is, like, there's hardly any space out there. I can't believe, watching the games today, what gets called as opposed to the non-calls that you can see in this 1982 game, it's unreal, bro. Mark Hardy, it's going to sound like I'm burying Mark Hardy throughout the show. I love Mark. Bro, he gets away with freaking murder, especially on number 99. That guy is committing bloody murder on Wayne Gretzky, and the ref just, that's what they did back then. They just turned an eye. No problem, I suppose. By the way, Gretz was all over the ice. There was chances Gretz had. He could have made it 6-7-2. But as fate would have it, they found a way to not go in. That's where we're going to jump in. 5-2, unfortunately, after all the research and all the searching, all I could find was highlights of when it's 5-2. So the Oilers score the first 5. The Kings get 2 back. And then Charlie Simmer does get the 3rd.
His pass stolen by the Kings. There's Hopkins to Simmer. Simmer behind the net. Tried to pass in front. And he scores! I don't know how it went in. There was a scramble on the right side of the Oilers net, and all of a sudden the red light was in. Apparently, Charlie Simmer banked it off the leg of Grant Fuhr, the goaltender, into the net.
Just a simple jam play. Bob said it. I don't know how it went in, but it did. Apparently, someone knocked Grant Fuhr's leg, and it's very Josef Stumpely, isn't it? But for that one, you knew it went in. The Simmer goal, but it is very Stumpely. I don't know how the hell that thing went in. After this goal, bro, it's like chaos. It's just like complete chaos. It's typical Kings fashion, right? Even in 2016 today, when we score a goal, guess what happens? I guess we have to try and concede one back. Bro, Pat Hughes breakaway. The next shift, Pat Hughes has a breakaway. He gets another one. But this, he just shoots it over. Lassard comes out, stacks the pads, and somehow Pat Hughes shoots it over. Immediately after this, Dale Lewis, I got to be honest, he slashes Gary Unger right in the hands, and Unger turns around and high sticks him right in the face. Right in the face. 5-minute major, 10-minute misconduct. Here's what I popped huge for. You know, as I said before about all the hookings and the slashes and all that stuff, the muggings, this is where the boys in 1980, this is where they draw the line. No. All right. All that, the slashes to the ankles, the blatant hooks, the blatant holds. Okay, bro. No. Don't slash a guy in the head. That's when the boys come together. That's when they've had enough. I popped huge for that. That's definitely old school hockey for you, isn't it? So this leads to the 5-minute major. Dale Lewis will take a minor very shortly after. So it's 4-on-4 for a minute. If everything stands, the Kings will have a 5-minute major for the last 3 minutes. It doesn't get that far. Mark Hardy gets another one back.
The Oilers, Glenn Anderson to the King line, drops it back, and a return pass from Gretzky intercepted by Larry Murphy. Murphy, left wing to Bozak, Oilers zone, Bozak in the slot, Bozak drops it back, taken by Hardy, he shoots, he scores! From the top of the slot, got a drive into the Oilers net with 4:01 to go. It's the Oilers 5, the Kings 4.
And that goal with both clubs shot.
Bob's getting there. If you listen to Bob's voice, he's getting there. I don't know if he believes just yet, but he's getting there. But a couple things I pop for on this. Bro, I forgot to mention it on the last goal. Did you hear the forum music? For music when we score goals, epic. I can't not pop for that. Also, what you got to pop for, if you listen to it again, I'm not going to play it again, but listen to 82 Nick Nixon. Nick Nixon goes, woo! I got to play it back.
The Oilers, Glenn Anderson to the King line, drops it back, and a return pass from Gretzky intercepted by Larry Murphy. Murphy, left wing to Bozak, Oilers zone, Bozak in the slot, Bozak drops it back. Taken by Hardy. He shoots. He scores.
Woo! Woo! 82 Nick is woo on commentary. Could you picture 82 Nick Nixon doing that? You got to pop for that. So it's 5-4 with 4 minutes to go, and from this point, bro, it's up and down the ice. It's helter-skelter. There's chances galore because, bro, again, as I said about the tendies, bro, they don't want to stop it. They don't want to stop the puck. They're in cardboard box goalie pads. So every shot is a freaking chance. Doug Smith shoots one just wide. Bro, Taylor has a chance. Every single thing is chances. The Oilers go up and down the ice, and they got Hall of Famers. Who knows? Anything could go in at any moment. I do have to bury the form. I pop for the form all the time. I do have to bury the form for one thing. If you watch these games and you watch old Great Western Forum games, when the crowd gets excited, from the camera's vantage point, when the crowd gets excited, they stand up. You can't see a damn thing. So we're under, you know, 2 minutes. Got a power play, but sometimes you can't see what's freaking going on because the crowd's too excited. And as a viewer, you're like, well, you're just relying on Bob. Thank God he's a genius. Otherwise, you're going to miss the action. Bro, Pat Hughes. He missed one earlier. He gets another chance. He gets a double chance. He misses the breakaway. But Pat Hughes, all he has to do is convert one of these. And it's GG. Bye-bye, Kings. Lassard makes a huge save. Surprised he wasn't injured. But he makes a huge game saver. Absolutely, absolutely huge game saver. Now, bro, here we go.
Dion still with it. Dion stick handles. Gives it behind the net to Simmer. He comes around in front. Dion to Simmer. 20 seconds to go in the game. Simmer behind the Oiler net. Front to Dion. He shoots. Save. Rebound. Loose puck. Gretzky with it. Can't hold it. Taken away by Fox. Fox in front. To the blue line to Hardy. He shoots. Save. Rebound. Score! I see it, and I still don't believe it.
Bro, Bob and Nick, freaking geniuses, absolute legends. They could not call that goal better. And Bob, for what it's worth, as I said before, this is what's epic about Bob. He barely calls the goal. He barely even says anything. He's speechless. He officially cannot believe what's going on in front of his eyes. And Nick, do you believe it? I see it and I still don't believe it, bro. I'm so happy to be at Kings fan and have those two guys. Are you kidding? We're so privileged to have those two legends. Freaking legends, bro. Bro, you have to hear it again.
Dion still with it. Dion stick handles. Gives it behind the net to Simmer. He comes around in front. Dion to Simmer. 20 seconds to go in the game. Simmer behind the Oiler net. Front to Dion. He shoots. Save. Rebound. Loose puck. Gretzky with it. Can't hold it. Taken away by Fox. Fox in front. To the blue line to Hardy. He shoots. Save. Rebound. Score!
A couple things about this goal. Mark Hardy, again, I'm not burying the guy, but he's mugging people out there. He's mugging Gretzky, no call. Bro, he doesn't. I play adult, you know, beer league hockey. If you watch his initial shot, he does a one-legged adult league beer hack shot. But he's in the show in 82, you know, whatever. But I've seen people in adult league take that clapper. Bro, what? It gets blocked, or Spear makes the save, and then Bozak puts it in, and it's just mayhem from there, bro. What an epic moment. And if you look at the Oilers on the ice, they're sprawled out. Everyone's on the ice, right on the ice. And I don't think they can't believe it themselves. They're like, what the hell just happened? Are we really 5-5 with this team? With Gretzky, with Mess, with Curry, with Coffee, with Glenn Anderson, and we have Fear, we're tied 5-5 after 5 rip? They can't believe it. I guarantee you, like, their lack of belief is probably why we freaking win this game. So, overtime. A couple things to talk about in overtime. And here's the great thing about going back and reviewing these games. Bro, as I'm watching this game, I know the result. I know what freaking happens. But when Lessard comes out and sprawls in overtime, and Messier has a freaking empty cage, Marc Messier, one of the greatest hockey players of all time, has an empty cage, and my hands are on my head. Bro, like, I think it's over. I don't know if we win. My hands are, he shoots it over the top. We have life somehow. Messier, one of the greatest hockey players ever, puts it over. Because Lassard, you go, what is Lassard doing? Sliding like in overtime after a 5-0 comeback. Holy shit, bro. You're blind. Like, are you kidding me? Sorry for the S. But you got to be kidding me with that move. That's very Jonathan Quickie. Stay in your cage, bro. Oh, he almost lost it. Jay Wells takes a shot from the point. It gets tipped. Again, this is the beauty of it. I know the result. Jay Wells takes a shot. It gets tipped in front, and I think it's about to go in. Somehow it stays out. Dion has basically an empty cage. It gets blocked in front. I think the game is over at that point. We won. Nope. The game continues. And then, bro, one of the greatest Kings goals of all freaking time.
Jerry Korab rushed up to make that a 3-on-2. So the Oilers had to try and force the shot quickly by Smith. They did that. Smith from 45 feet. Buehr saw it all the way, but he was a little shaky in making that glove save, as you might expect.
On the draw, shot by Evans. He scores! Oh! Look at him!
Bro, you know what I hate? For some reason, when I'm doing a show, randomly, people will come in my room and just start throwing onions. They just start throwing onions in my room, bro. Well, I don't understand why they do that when I'm in the middle of a Kings podcast. Stop throwing onions in my room. They did it before on the Bozak Tire. Stop throwing onions in my room. Bro, I'm not going to do this on a freaking podcast. I sound like Gretz, you know, when he got traded. Fuck. Oh. That is one of the greatest. I chills every time I watch it. We're going to play it back one more time.
Jerry Korab rushed up to make that a 3-on-2. So the Oilers had to try and force the shot quickly by Smith. They did that. Smith from 45 feet. Buehr saw it all the way, but he was a little shaky in making that glove save, as you might expect.
On the draw, shot by Evans. He scores!
Oh!
Look at him!
I got to pause it right there. Bro. You know what? I might open every single show with that. Instead of this generic, okay, everybody, welcome to the what? No, bro. Every show I'm going to open with,
That's Nick. That's Nick.
I couldn't, but I found out that's Nick Nixon, bro.
Look at him.
Oh, Bob and Nick are just legends. I can't say it enough. And here's the thing about Daryl. Daryl Evans is prancing, ice prancing, up and down the ice. Like, with flailing, he looked like a gazelle, ice prancing after this goal. It's I don't understand the celly. I don't get it, but it's one of the greatest cellies I've ever seen. Daryl ice prancing up and down the ice after this freaking goal. Bro, why do these people throw onions in my room? I freaking don't get it. Daryl Evans scores the OT winner to complete the miracle on Manchester. Thus, the gravy trainer was born. Daryl Evans is not a gravy trainer, but let me tell you the story. It's about us here. It pertains to Daryl. Every now and then when the Kings win a big game, a friend of the family, once he's had a little bit, has adult beverages in him, he will call Kings Talk with Nick and Daryl, great show, and he'll call in as Big Game James. And Big Game James will say his piece, and at the very end, Big Game James will say, and also, I just want to give a shout out to the gravy trainer, meaning Daryl Evans. And Nick Nixon pops for it every time. Every time Nick laughs about it. Now, Daryl Evans isn't a gravy trainer. Even Nick goes, wait, Daryl Evans is a gravy trainer? Like the first time? Now, every time Big Game James calls in, I want to give a shout out to the gravy trainer. Nick pops for it, and I can picture Daryl just shaking his head. Like, Daryl Evans is not a gravy trainer, but, you know, fine. Anyway, there's the review for the miracle on Manchester. I do have big news as it pertains, as it comes up to the season. When we go live after every Kings game, I'll present a trivia question at the top of the show. when you call in, you give your name and where you're from. The first person to answer 10 trivia questions will get $100 worth of Team LA money on the house. How about that? The Wet Island is giving you an opportunity to win $100 to Team LA, bro. So make sure you call in. Do not miss this opportunity. Brush up on your game's knowledge and get $100 on the freaking house. Everybody, that's it. That was the review of the Miracle on Manchester. I'm your host, Joshua Norris, and we will see you likely tomorrow. Thank you very much.